Well, the thinking doesn't change for many other game, really. You try and pick the 11 that you think's most likely to help you win that game of cricket. And it's, I think one thing we're very conscious of is not trying to prejudge the wickets too much. Many a mistake's been made in the past by assuming a wicket's going to play a certain way and then being surprised that it doesn't. So, you know, I think it's too early to say exactly what strategy we're going to use. All I know is that I think we've got a very balanced bowling attack, and hopefully if there is anything for the bowlers to exploit, we'll have the tools in the armoury to be able to do that. Yeah, they all seem to be on track. But I think it was just prudent to have that extra bowler in reserve. Obviously, Tremlett, Broad and Bresnan have all been carrying injuries for a while now. And like all these things, you cannot be 100% sure as to their fitness levels until they actually go out and play a game of cricket. So we've got the Graham Onions there, who's a fantastic replacement to have. And if we are surprised by the injury situation, then hopefully we're covered for that as well. Well, the only way to ensure it is to make sure that you're just as desperate to go on and improve as you were a year or two ago. And, you know, getting to number one in the rankings is nothing, really. It's just a... You know, it's your name on a piece of paper. That's all it is. There's always a new challenge ahead of you. This one coming up against Pakistan is a very stern challenge, I think. And whenever England sides go to the subcontinent, it's a challenge anyway, because it requires a different set of skills to win out here. So I think this particular challenge comes at a good time for us. We're confident. We've obviously been playing a lot of good cricket recently. But, you know, if we're at all complacent, then we'll come unstuck pretty quickly. I don't know. I mean, it's still an advantage to Pakistan to be playing out here, I think. You know, they've played quite a lot of cricket out here recently and are probably more familiar with the conditions than we are. And also, I suppose, it's sort of more subcontinental type of cricket than it would be back in England. But, you know, those are the challenges you have when you're away from home. And they're the challenges you need to embrace and overcome. And as I said, we're excited about doing that. I don't know what the root of controversy is, but often it doesn't start with the captains, I don't think. I've said before, I think it's important that both the England players and the Pakistan players put what's happened before behind them, and don't have any preconceptions that this should be a particularly difficult series. Let's go out there and enjoy our cricket, play some really good, entertaining cricket. It's bound to be highly competitive. But we don't want to see any flare-ups. We don't want to see any off-field stuff happen. We want to just want everyone's attention to be what's going on the field. And if we're able to do that, then I think the game's better for it. That's a good question. I mean, you know, you look at it and we've got three subcontinent tours this year. So to do well in the subcontinent's got to be a good goal of ours, to maintain our current position on the test ladder, but also to keep improving. So, you know, that would be an obvious thing for us to focus on. But we can't do it at the expense of kind of ignoring the English summer ahead of us, because both the West Indies and South Africa are going to be stern challenges for us. I honestly believe that it's dangerous for us to look too far into the future at this stage. These next two tours coming up, it's going to set the tone for what's going to happen the rest of the year, and it's important we focus on those first of all. Well, I'm in favour of it, because I think we get more decisions right as a result of it. You know, it's taken a while to bed in, and I think most countries have got used to it. You know, there's always that issue about inconsistency, where it's used in some series and not in others, but broadly, given that it's bedded in, and given that both the umpires and players have got used to it, I'm in favour of it being used.